It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This song was released today in 1984. It's an all-time banger. And you got to think the Super Bowl that was played in Miami when Prince did this live in the rain.
Best halftime show.
Ever. Certainly in the argument. All right, let me start the 4 o'clock hour here with the stock market report that's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones up another 260 points today. S&P 500 up 23 points. NASDAQ up 108 points. Good day on Wall Street. Also give you the fantasy football report. We do this on Thursdays. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Matthew Berry at NBCSports.com. He gives you his QB rankings. Now, these are fantasy football QB rankings, but he's got Josh Allen number one, Kyler Murray number two, Jaden Daniels number three, CJ Stroud four, Lamar Jackson five. And you have to go down to, and again, this is fantasy football. Yeah, I've gotten to number 30 here, and I don't see a Miami Dolphin quarterback listed. So if you don't have Tua and you're in need of a quarterback, and obviously Tua's not going to play, don't pick up Tim Boyle, Skylar Thompson, or Tyler Huntley, according to Matthew Berry at NBC Sports. Let's do, I promised you at 2 o'clock that we were going to celebrate National Pancake Day today with the pancakes versus hotcakes Solana bit that we love so much. And we have been so busy with Gino and DBJ, and we've got Danny Cannell coming up this hour, and we've got to do headlines, that I don't think we're going to be able to fit it in unless we fit it in this segment, which we're going to do. So we're going to do a real quick look at the headlines here with Dan Day. It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
If you're looking for some football tonight, 7:30, college gets kicked off. Just one game on the slate, Temple and Army. Then at 8:15, it's a pro game. Well, sort of. New York Giants versus Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching that one. Can't say I'll be watching the Temple one. I'll be watching that. Right now, Cowboys, 5.5-point favorites over the Giants.
Last I checked, the Canes are 19.5-point favorites over 2-2 Virginia Tech tomorrow, 7:30, Hard Rock Stadium.
Yes, sir. Dolphins are still 1-point favorites over the Titans, by the way, if anyone was interested. That line has not moved.
Monday night, 7:30, Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, buddy.
Inter Miami, they take on Charlotte at home Saturday at 7:30. If they win that game, then a midweek game against Columbus, they will have clinched the Supporters' Shield in MLS, meaning they won the regular season.
Very cool. Very cool.
And the Panthers lost 8-7 to Tampa Bay Lightning yesterday. They continue exhibition play tomorrow. They're going to be at the Carolina Hurricanes. Then Saturday, they're going to be at Amerant Bank Arena playing those Carolina Hurricanes at 6 o'clock. And you can hear the game, Saturday game, right here on 560 WQAM.
Oh, well, preseason hockey? Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. The Connecticut Sun defeated the Indiana Fever 87-81, ending.
I watched last night.
Caitlin Clark's rookie season. They win that series 2-0, Connecticut.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun to watch her this season. Bummer that that they're gonzo, but yeah, it was a fun fun WNBA season number one for Caitlin Clark.
And I know she won a lot of people money with her overs. I mean, goodness gracious,
no doubt.
Everybody I talk to bets Caitlin Clark overs and wins.
Yeah, they'll have that corrected by next season.
WNBA, they're going to have to pay more attention because I have a lot of friends that bet on WNBA, and they are just making a killing on the Hard Rock app.
Yeah, that was a pretty good way to have some winners during the season.
Speaking of not winners, the Marlins, they've lost their 100th game last night. 8-3 to the Twins. The two play again tonight at 7:40, and then they finish out on the road with a three-game series against the Toronto Blue Jays.
All right.
On to weather from the DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 866-954-M-O-R-E. You know, we're still dealing with some of the feeder bans and everything that's happening with Helena. Is it Helene? I'm sorry, Helene?
I think it's Helene. I've heard some people say Helene, but I believe it's Helene. That's what I've been calling
it. We're here in the South Florida area dealing with a tornado watch until 8 o'clock, tropical weather statement till 7:30, flood watch till 8 o'clock, rip current statement till 8 o'clock, and a high surf advisory till 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it is a Category 3 storm.
So it's strengthening in that hot tub that is the Gulf of Mexico.
All right, here it is. I promised you at 2 o'clock. Today is National Pancake Day. So Danny Cannell, by the way, is going to join us in the next segment. So we're going to talk some college football and pro ball with Danny Cannell. But here it is, because we don't have another spot to fit this in. We had a moment. This was several years ago with Solana on the air. It generates from talking about McDonald's breakfasts. And it kind of goes into this conversation about why McDonald's calls pancakes hotcakes. But this is one of our most requested segments. And since today is National Pancake Day, we will give you a little gift. Here it is, pancakes versus hotcakes. This is one of the most bangers of all time. On this day in 1977, McDonald's introduced breakfast.
87?
77. Wow. Man, when they came out with those, because 77, I was 8 years old, and my dad said to me, we can go to McDonald's and get hotcakes. I don't know what a hotcake was. It was pancakes. I'd only heard pancakes. Yeah. I wonder why McDonald's called them hotcakes. It's an interesting question.
Something different.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Copywriting a pancake.
Pancake.
You know, it's like saying you're copywriting
bread.
A burger.
Like, bro, you can't be serious with that.
You know what? He's a millennial, and millennials try to copyright simple.
No, but you would copyright McGriddle. Like, another restaurant couldn't have a McGriddle, but a flipping pancake? A pancake. It was copyrighted, the term pancake, and so they couldn't sell pancakes. Pancakes? Pancakes? McDonald's couldn't sell pancakes because someone owned the copyright to pancakes.
LeBron tried to copyright Taco Tuesday.
And they told him to sat your ass down.
But that's how they think. That's how they think. Got to know what you're dealing with, man.
Here was the first ads for McDonald's breakfast.
No chicken on there, by the way.
Well, eggs are on there, liquid chicken.
Well, it's really not, you know.
Exactly what it is.
Chicken is not a traditional
egg is a chicken.
Breakfast meat.
It's egg comes on the top of the list of breakfast, and that's a liquid chicken. We talked about this.
I know, and we never really had resolution.
An egg is liquid chicken.
It's not
dairy.
No.
It's not bread. It's chicken. It's beef.
It's found in the dairy aisle. Eggs are found in the dairy section at Publix.
No, it's
absolutely
the refrigeration section.
No,
we went through this too.
No, it's not the refrigeration section.
There's the freezer section and refrigeration
section.
Dairy
in big giant letters.
And dairy means made with milk. And eggs are made from chickens inside.
But you drink milk with eggs.
And you can drink eggs because they're liquid chicken.
Let's get headlines here from Flapjack.
They still looked at the They called them flapjacks because
someone had hotcakes. they own Pancake, and McDonald's got smart, came out with hotcakes, so someone had to call them flapjacks.
Is that why you put Mick on the front of everything?
Let's get headlines here with this idiot.
One quick Google search, and you'll find that they did certainly not do it because it was copyrighted.
They did certainly not do it? What?
I had your back all day, bro. I'm going the other way with this one.
Why did McDonald's call pancakes hotcakes? That does autofill. So we're not the only one. According to reference.com, the answer is simple. There is no difference between hotcakes and pancakes. Both words describe the popular round flat cakes cooked on a griddle or inside a skillet. In addition to hotcakes, pancakes go by other names such as flapjacks or griddle cakes.
Yeah.
There you go. They forgot to put about the copyright, too. Carrot Top owns the copyright, inexplicably. All right, go ahead, dummy.
What you got, dummy?
The University of Miami and Alonzo Highsmith will not team up together. Barry Jackson reported earlier that UM will not be coming to terms with the former Miami Hurricane.
All right.
Somebody text, your Solana is broken. Today, yeah, you were a little off, man.
Just off, man, by a mile. What else, Solandria?
Is it really that crazy?
To say that pancakes are copyrighted?
The term pancake could have been copyrighted by a company in the 60s or the 70s, and their copyright ran out.
But you know
it's
the general term. Like, is cookie copyrighted?
I don't know.
No. Really? You don't know? Bread, cookies, eggs. Eggs. Wouldn't it be great to have the copyright on eggs so no one could call them eggs? They'd have to call them, like, this dummy liquid chicken.
They are liquid chicken. I don't know what else they could be.
All right. Yeah, anything else, dummy? So somebody texts in, Tabasco is copyrighted. Right. It's a brand name.
Yeah.
It's hot sauce. You can't copyright hot sauce. You can copyright Tabasco. You can't own the word waffle. You can't own the word bread.
Okay, but
Eggo,
you know how.
Eggo.
Eggo, right. Eggo.
No joke, though. You know how Kleenex, it's just tissue
That's
paper.
That's a tissue.
Right. But we call it Kleenex.
Like, that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. No, it doesn't.
Because maybe a company had come up with pancakes, and it's the reason they were called hotcakes, but the reason why we call them pancakes is because there was a company that had a monopoly on pancakes back
so
in
you're
the
saying,
60s.
He keeps saying back in the 60s.
You're saying...
You don't think pancakes were invented till the 60s?
So, but you're saying also that there was a company saying, make sure you get... Make sure you get pancake... Pancake bread hotcake.
Get the pancake bread hotcake.
Hey, Mom, are you getting pancakes? Are you getting hotcakes when you go out? Yeah. Get pancake.
I don't like the flatties. Oh, boy. You bounce back tomorrow, big homie. You'll bounce back tomorrow. I promise you
somebody
will.
Somebody else texted in.
I promise you will.
Generalized Kleenex. Thank you.
I promise. You'll be way better. Get your good night rest.
I need my pancake brand flapjacks.
Goodness, Alana.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Every girl's crazy about a sharp-dressed man.
Hawk and Crowder. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Cannell is joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Danny Cannell, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds and conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, college football week 5 lines. Before we start, though, Danny, because I want to talk about Cam Ward being the odds on favorite, but I'm imagining you've got friends or maybe even family up in Tallahassee. That's where you played. I'm sure you're thinking about everybody, praying for everybody who seemed to be in store of a big storm in Tallahassee.
Definitely hoping everybody gets out of Dodge, hunkers down, gets to safety. I did see that they left today. They drove to Jacksonville and then are getting a flight to Dallas to take on SMU. You know, you guys know how this is, living in South Florida, sometimes up in that area, Big Bend, you're not real used to it. So hopefully everybody gets everything secured down, get out of Dodge, and of course, like you said, thoughts and prayers to everybody out there. Stay safe, and hopefully it's not as bad as they're predicting.
Yeah, man, could be bad, could be Category 4 strength by the time it reaches land. All right, I'll go back to the odds I was just talking about on Bet Online. So the favorite to win the Heisman right now is Cam Ward. Would he be your pick right now?
Yes, right now. I wouldn't bet him at this. I'd like to get a little bit better value. But I loved him before the season, and I think he's only done everything that you could have asked. I mean, we're talking about a quarterback who is bringing the Canes back to prominence. I love that storyline. I think Heisman voters do too. Statistically, he's up there at the top of the country, which is exactly where you need to be. And he's played great in their biggest game of the season against Florida. And I would expect him to do more of the same every time he's on the field. I haven't seen a quarterback toy with other, with the opponents like Cam Ward, maybe since, trying to think, like since Johnny Manziel, and different, like Manziel had like this edge about him where, you know, he was kind of cocky, he was kind of brash, and I don't think Cam does it that way. But when he's out there pointing to the defensive line and saying, yeah, we're coming right in that A gap and there's nothing you can do. I mean, and then not only that, but the style which he plays, he runs around and he doesn't panic. He looks ultra cool in the pocket. I mean, he's just toying with defenses. He makes it look super easy. There is no doubt he is in the driver's seat and he's going to have, you know, a couple more opportunities. The schedule sets up nice. They should be undefeated. I think he's absolutely clearly the leader right now. And I don't, you know, there'll be other players. The thing that might hurt Cam Ward is the schedule. The fact that Florida State isn't as good as they thought. The fact that they're probably going to be a double-digit favorite in most of their games down the stretch. That's the only thing that potentially could hurt him is, like, is he going to have that Heisman moment in a game that comes down to the wire because they're so good?
And Danny, not even like speaking about Cam, and I've been super impressed with Cam. I've been through 3 games now with Cam playing. But what about the Tennessees and the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Michigans? You know, I would say Notre Dame, but hell, they got the hell beat out on by a NAIA school a couple weeks ago. But do you think, like, as you watch the Canes, as you watch Cam, their competition isn't great, but do you see that championship mold of what they could do when they do play those big teams? And it might not be until the college football playoffs.
I do. And I think that's the one thing that why a lot of people liked Miami this offseason coming into the season was the job Mario Cristobal has done building a roster that can compete not only ACC but against the biggest blue bloods of college football. I mean, there's no doubt. You look at the defensive front, you look at the offensive line, you look at the skill set, the secondary, like the receivers, at every position across the board, at running back, they've got talent that would be starting anywhere in the country. So they've amassed a roster which is built for this type of run. And I will say this is the thing I love about this team. Now, I actually thought last week in Tampa was an opportunity for them to potentially not lose the game, but play down to their competition. It's a little bit closer in the fourth quarter, and all of a sudden, like, they need a big play to win the game in the fourth quarter. It was close for a half, and then they just turned on the Jets, and it was over. Like, they shut down South Florida, who was in the fourth quarter of a game with Alabama this year, had them on the ropes all the way to the end last year. Like, that's a pretty competitive South Florida team. And, like, this Friday, I think, is another test for Miami, where in years past, over the past decade, when they had high expectations, they might overlook those opponents or they might see the surprising loss. They have risen to every occasion, and I think it's because of the leadership they get from Cam Ward. And everything I've heard out of Mario and everything I've heard out about the Miami players and his teammates is that he leads by example, and he's got sort of that alpha mentality you want to have and that you need if you're going to have a special season like the Miami Hurricanes are trying to do.
So while in the past they may have had a stumble in the road against, say, a Vatek tomorrow night, you're not expecting it, though, right? They shouldn't have any problem with this team.
I don't think so. Virginia Tech, this is a game that I think a lot of people had circled before the season because of two things. One, Miami's history of, you know, potentially having a slip-up on the schedule, but also because of Virginia Tech. They were returning 21 of 22 starters. They had a quarterback who's pretty dynamic in Kyren Drones. But then they go out week one and they lose on the road to Vanderbilt. And it's like, oh, man, what happened? Then they lose last week to Rutgers. And those are pretty good teams. Like, they're not, I mean, Vanderbilt, you know, it's a rough loss. It's on the road. You kind of give them a pass. They fought it back. Even after going down 21, they did get the game to overtime. But they still lost to Vanderbilt. Then they come back this past weekend and they lose to Rutgers. So I think they'll put up a pretty good fight. But, again, this is one where I trust Miami more than I have in years past to handle their business, to stay focused, to realize what type of special season could be at hand. So it's a combination. Virginia Tech's not as good as we thought they were, and I think Miami is showing the maturity and the leadership to be able to handle the success they've had early this season.
Danny Cannell is with us, courtesy of Bet Online. So would you lay the 18.5 or 19 that Miami's laying against Vatek?
Yes, I would. I actually took South Florida last week with the points, got absolutely steamrolled on that one in the second half. Again, I would lay them with Miami. They're, if you really wanted to go, like if you were worried about Virginia Tech and potentially them getting a backdoor cover or something like that, you could just attack the team total and take Miami's team total for their points, how many of these points that Miami scores. I think it's 36-ish, somewhere around then. Like, that's the one area I definitely trust is the offense to put up big points against the Virginia Tech defense, which has struggled defensively. Like, if you wanted to just say, all right, I don't want to worry about sweating this out in the fourth quarter, I think Miami could have that team total over number handled by the third quarter. So that's the one area I probably feel a little bit stronger from it.
Looks like it's 35.5.
Yeah, Miami yeah, team I would. I like that number big because they're – and, I mean, just look at historically what Cam Ward is doing through four games. He's had more passing yardage than any quarterback in the history of Miami, and I grew up in an era where that was QBU, and they were always putting up big numbers, and I know they've struggled recently, but that's still, some of the numbers they're putting up statistically are pretty special, and that's where I do think, you know, if you wanted a little bit of a safer player, take that over 35.5 Miami's team total.
Danny, why the hell did the ACC fall off like it did? Clemson is what, 17, 18 somewhere. I think Louisville's up there, 15, I believe. Like, the ACC fell off, bro. I'm sorry. And Florida State, like you said, not doing nothing. How the hell did it fall off like that?
They've lost out on sort of the battle that's taken place, like the, you know, on the biggest stage. I mean, really the Big Ten and the SEC have just been accumulating the better brands in college football. And the ACC was asleep at the wheel while everybody else is doing this. And they probably had a weak position, but they didn't get aggressive enough, in my opinion, in trying to add some bigger brands. I mean, you can add Stanford and Cal all day long. That's nowhere near what adding Oklahoma and Texas is to the SEC or adding Oregon, USC, UCLA to the Big Ten. They just, you know, they kind of were a little bit too complacent, felt like the TV contract was a security blanket for them till 2036, and there was no threat they would fall apart, when I think they should have been more aggressive saying, hey, we don't want to fall behind, but the reality is they have, and the perception of them is, too, that they have fallen behind. the thing they need to do, Louisville needs to beat Notre Dame this weekend so that you can still have one of those ACC teams in the top 15. And they're a 6.5-point underdog in South Bend. Like, that's no guarantee that happens. You needed Florida State and, you know, Miami and Clemson all to have strong starts. While Miami's been the only team that has held up that end of the bargain, Clemson, I do have faith that Clemson will be back there at the end of the season and they'll claw their way back in the top 10 when it's all said and done. They lost embarrassing to Georgia 34-3 in that first game of the season, which for the conference, it needed to be more competitive. Like, they didn't need to win the game outright, but it just looked like that was a different level team, which I will say that even Georgia does that to some SEC teams, right? Like, they make some SEC teams look that bad, but they're just, it's going to take some time. They need to develop some depth. And unfortunately, with this arms race, it's going to be an impossible task because as soon as we start going to paying the players, the SEC and the Big Ten will actually be able to pay players more than teams in the ACC. So the collectives are going to have to make up that difference. And it's probably only going to be a select few schools that can truly compete. And I'm looking at Miami, Florida State, and Clemson. Maybe a team like, you know, a Louisville or a North Carolina can do it if they have some sort of special season with a special quarterback. But you're probably looking at only three programs who legitimately have a chance for a national championship run in the ACC. And whereas the Big Ten and SEC, I mean, the SEC probably is going to have five or six programs that show that commitment to win a national title. Big Ten probably similar. So they're just going to be fighting an uphill battle.
Danny Cannell, again, with us, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds and conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds, Week 5 lines as well. I want to shift gears over to the Dolphins for a second because they looked so bad Sunday in Seattle. And we obviously are looking forward to the game Monday night. Maybe it's a get-right game. But when a team looks as bad as the Dolphins did on Sunday, is that on the coach or is that just having the wrong backup?
I'll say it's a combination of both. This team was so all in on Tua and his resurgence as a player and his confidence being built up and building on the season that he put forth last year. And I'll put it similar. Now, Tua doesn't have four MVPs, but the Jets were a team that looked like last year I'm talking about. They looked like a team that was going to compete for the playoffs. I know they were a team that some people had to make a deep run last season, and then Aaron Rodgers gets hurt on the fourth play of the season, and the season collapses, right? And they, you know, it wasn't an absolute disaster, but they were nowhere near of the team. There's a lot of teams that don't have one quarterback, let alone two. Like, the quarterbacks just aren't sitting on every street corner, and there has been a major drop-off, and I do think that's going to be a challenge without Tua is trying to get the same production. For all the critics of Tua who said, oh, I don't know if he can win the big one or he has to take that next step to be a great or a top five quarterback, he was perfect in this system. Getting the ball out quick, rhythm, timing, accurate, putting it exactly where it needed to be, and he had a firm grasp of the system because he's getting every rep in all the offseason and in every practice. I would expect the quarterbacks to play better at Miami, for Skylar Thompson to play better the more comfortable he gets. But even at his top tier, I don't know if he's going to be able to match what Tua gave you. And then from the perspective of the coach, that's where I do think a coach in Mike McDaniel has to have everybody step up. There has to be that next man up mentality. And it did feel a little bit like the Dolphins have kind of been like, you know, feeling sorry for themselves. Oh, we lost our guy. How are we going to do this? Things go off the rails. I think that was more of an early, like, hey, it just happened. We're just seeing the Dolphins without Tua. I would expect them to compete better and play better on both sides of the ball as the season goes on. But as somebody who picked the Dolphins to win the division, man, I'm getting out of that pick as quick as I can because who knows what the heck it's going to be, how long Tua is out for, what does that bring? Like, I do think it's one of those seasons that potentially could be lost.
Danny, how do you feel about the thought of Tua needs to retire? We've seen him do the fencing thing twice now. We know he's had, you know, multiple concussions. How do you feel about that whole conversation? Being a quarterback, you know, I would assume you had some concussions in the past. How do you feel about the Tua needs to retire conversation?
Man, I'm so torn on this because, you know, none of us get to talk to the doctors that he talks to. None of us get the input he does. None of us are in his body knowing what he feels like the day after. You know, is he groggy? Is he still feeling the consequences? Is his body, you know, still sore? How's his memory? And they will try to test all those things, but sometimes this is very subjective and it's, you know, what does the actual person tell? And are they going to be 100% honest? I will say this. My dad, who was, you know, you Channing, you know him, Hawk, you know him. I mean, he was a team doctor for the Dolphins for 20 years. My dad probably would have advised me to hang it up. You know, I have a good feeling. I've talked to my dad about it. If you have made that much money, then you're secure financially. What are you doing? Like, go live your life. Do something else after football. And I probably would have said, you know what, Dad? You're right. Like, let's go maybe be a broadcaster, be an entrepreneur, whatever it is. You can have a really nice life when you put away $90 million. But I also know guys that live, eat, and breathe football, and their whole life has been on that. And I would say Tua is probably in that category with a family who has been all in behind his career and all in as Tua the quarterback, who may want to see him be the greatest quarterback in the NFL or be the Miami Dolphins quarterback that can bring them a Super Bowl trophy. I don't know what advice he gets, but I don't want to tell him what to do either. I'll trust him in that decision, and if he wants to give it one more run and he's been cleared, I would support him in that decision. But I just have a feeling if it was my dad, if it was a similar situation, how scary it's been with those responses that you mentioned, my dad would probably advise me to hang it up, and I just think that's probably the direction I would go. But to each his own, and if he decides to come back, I'll trust the doctors and the medical advice that he's gotten, and hopefully we'll see a player flourish. But I'll be – it's a very interesting decision that he's got to make. And I'm sorry, some people will call him crazy, but I get the fact that you want to finish what you started and you want to go out in your own terms, except we've seen many careers ended because the game is harsh. The game is one of the most – it'll spit you out. It'll chew you up and spit you out. It is a harsh, violent game that sometimes not everybody's built to play.
You ever have one of those where you felt it days later? Did I know about his dad?
No. Did you know his dad was my doctor when I played?
Yeah. His dad's a for people in South Florida, Danny Cannell's dad is a famous doctor. But yes. Yeah, he was a team physician for a long time.
Yeah. And once your dad figures out that you're just a, you know, one of the guys, he speaks to you directly, Danny.
The only issue I would take with what Danny said there was, man, when you're young. First of all, you don't always listen to your dad anyway. You certainly don't always listen to doctors because you feel invincible. And then on top of that, you're a quarterback and you've got Tyreek Hill as one of your receivers and a coach who believes in you. Like, everything is so set up for Tua to succeed. Like, this is what he's done his entire life to get to this moment with this kind of roster, with this kind of head coach. Like, it. To walk away from that when you're feeling okay, if he's feeling okay, is such a that would be a decision that I would say 9 out of 10 athletes would not make.
Yeah, and I totally get what you're saying. I don't know. I really don't. It's going to be really a fascinating thing to see it play out. The other thing that I think we do know, like the concussions are so, and brain injuries are so hard because everyone responds differently. You know, I've been with guys at a walkthrough without pads on that like bumped their head with another guy and had a concussion and like all of a sudden had a headache and went into protocol. I've played with other guys who I've seen some of the most vicious, violent hits unfold right in front of me, head-to-head contact. They bounced up and nothing happened to them and they were totally fine. And even to this day, they're totally fine. It's one of these really inexplicable. There's not one way to treat any one patient, any one brain. They're all the same. So, if Tua is out there and he's passing the protocols and he's saying, I think clearly, I remember everything, I feel fine, then yeah. I mean, at a young age, you're right. I might have fought back and pushed back at my dad and said, let me give it one more time. The thing that worries me is these typically, you don't get hardened. Like, the more concussions you get, you don't get, like, a tougher skull. You get more susceptible to them. That's what would concern me. Historically, that's what we've seen. Remember Steve Young, end of his career? He got knocked out several times. They happen with more frequency, which probably to me is the thing that would concern me, and I'm sure that concerns the doctors taking care of Tua.
But let's not lose track that there's a football game tonight. So real quick on the way out, Danny, is there a side you like tonight? I think the last I saw was Cowboys -5.5 over the Giants tonight.
That's a big number, but my goodness, the Giants just can't get out of their own way. I don't trust Daniel Jones. He's still struggling, and I know they won last week. But in a situation where the Cowboys, I think, are more talented, I trust Dak Prescott more, They have had a disastrous start to the season. Must-win situation for them. I'll trust the Cowboys to win and cover, but I don't love it. This game could be gross, but in a gross game, I trust the team that's had more success recently, that I trust their quarterback more, and Dak Prescott. So I'll take the Cowboys and lay the points.
Hey, Danny, I might have a large amount of money on this. Cowboys laying 5.5, but also Malik Nabers over 70 yards receiving, because Malik Nabers is their entire offense.
Yes, I love that play. I like that play because also if they are playing from behind, which I think they probably will be, they'll be throwing it around a little bit. And you're right. I mean, Daniel Jones, if I was throwing to anybody, I'd be throwing it to him. He is a dynamic playmaker who can make any quarterback look good. And he's already playing like a seasoned vet. So I like that play. I like that little parlay.
Look at that.
There you go.
Like a seal of approval from Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell, remember, he's taken notes all season long after that first FSU loss, or perhaps he's thrown the notebook away at this point.
No, I'm saving it, Hawk. It might take 10 years. I'm going to wait for the Hurricanes to fall flat on their face, and then I'm bringing them all
back. You thought I wasn't even going to mention it, didn't you? You thought I wasn't. I'm still waiting for the notes you have on the Hurricanes.
Oh, you just hang on. I'll get it when you least expect it. I am petty as anything.
Courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff odds, conference odds, Heisman Trophy odds. Spoiler alert, Cam Ward is the favorite. College football week 5 lines as well. Thank you, Danny.
See you guys. Have a good one.
There you go, Danny Cannell. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hours coming up.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.